Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, the host for these challenges. And today's Tuesday, so we take the idea we introduced on Monday, in this case about who is a false teacher versus a true teacher and how to tell, who's a good influence, who's a bad influence on our spirituality. And we're going to look today at where that comes from in the Bible. And we've been looking lately at Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, his most comprehensive teaching of what it means to be one of his followers. And we're coming to the end of it when Jesus said this: "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. You will recognize them by their fruits. Are grapes gathered from thorn bushes, or figs from thistles? So, every healthy tree bears good fruit, but the diseased tree bears bad fruit. A healthy tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a diseased tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus, you will recognize them by their fruits." Well, in this passage, we can see four things that Jesus is telling us to watch out for, to see who is a negative spiritual influence in our lives. We're going to look at the first two of them today. First of all, we can tell a false teacher, a false prophet, because of their attractiveness. Now, that doesn't mean they have to be ugly to be a good teacher, but it does mean we want to pay attention to why we're following or listening to somebody. Is it simply because they are presenting something in a nice package? Is it the size of their hairdo? Is it their looks, their appearance of success in this world that makes us want to follow them? Or is it actually the substance of their teaching? See, we can be easily fooled by a good, slick presentation. I know somebody who went to Vegas once, and they said they weren't going to get sucked into these things, but they were going to go to a timeshare presentation just to get the free meal and some tickets to a show. And they said, you know, we're just going for the free stuff. We are absolutely not going to buy a timeshare. And you know what? By the time the presentation was done, she was awfully convinced. She was that close to actually buying in. These people are professionals. This is what they do all day, every day, is convince people to buy into a timeshare. And it's the same with false prophets. This is what they do. They're good at what they do. They're good at getting you to buy into their slick package that looks good but ultimately has no substance. Certainly no substance that's better than anything that Jesus offered. And Jesus didn't offer it because he was attractive and made it look like it was a neat package, but rather because it was true and because he lived it and walked it. So Jesus is saying, don't be surprised if you want to follow a false prophet, because they're sheep. They look like sheep, but they're actually wolves in sheep's clothing. They will make it look good. They will make it look harmless. They'll make it look as harmless as a fluffy little sheep. But actually, it's dangerous. Now, Jesus also said we could recognize false prophets by the inconsistencies in their teaching. He said it here: "You will know them by their fruits. Are grapes gathered from thorns or figs from thistles? Good trees bear good fruit, bad trees bear bad fruit." What he was saying was to seek consistency. He was saying the produce needs to match the tree. You should be really surprised if a pear falls off a grapevine. You should be very surprised if a banana comes from an apple orchard like the one I'm standing in front of. The produce should match the tree. In other words, the outcomes of somebody's life and of those who follow them should match one another. I saw this in a dramatic fashion once when I visited somebody who, we had a nice visit. And they started to tell me, though, about this spiritual teacher they were following. They'd bought all her books, and this woman claimed to be a Christian. She claimed to teach what Jesus taught, and she said that God had given her the ability to predict the future 85% of the time correctly. Now, somebody did a scientific study of this. They looked through cases where this spiritual teacher had claimed she was going to help find missing persons. And they found that after a scientific study by a well-reputed university, she had located those missing persons zero times. Out of hundreds of cases, she'd found nobody. Her claims of 85% accuracy were absolutely false. But she went on teaching that she could predict the future and she could help people. She was claiming to improve people's lives. And I sat there listening to this ridiculous story as I sat in a trailer home with the smell of urine, dog urine, all around. I was just this really antithetical situation. Here I have this woman telling me she follows a spiritual teacher who's going to improve her life, when the only life it's improved is the one selling the books. This woman was making millions selling books while her followers sat in squalor. However, because she was a wolf in sheep's clothing, this follower couldn't see it. She thought she was following this wonderful thing that was going to improve her life, and in fact, it had done nothing but take money out of her wallet, buying books and tapes, and buying into this false philosophy. The other inconsistency we should look for in people's teaching is inconsistency with what God has said before, particularly in Scripture. God, if anything, is consistent. It's one of the things that's said in the Bible. God is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And so we should be aware when people are teaching things that blatantly contradict what God has said in the Bible. You've got to wonder, did God change his mind? Now, that doesn't mean that God never introduces new things into the world, but they need to be consistent with what's gone before. There have been many new developments in Christianity over 2,000 years that people can see is entirely consistent with God's word in the New Testament and the Old Testament. We should be really wary, though, when people claim to teach something completely new and original that completely goes against what God has said before. Why would God change his mind like that without telling other people? Without preparing the way in Scripture for that to be obvious that God was building up to this through history? So we need to watch out for that as well. If it completely contradicts what God has said before, it's probably not God who's saying it. Well, tomorrow we're going to look at the other two tests for good and bad spiritual influences in our lives. But for now, I've got a question for you to consider. Can something be true, yet not delivered by an attractive teacher? And what should a good teacher's results look like? Have a great discussion with whoever you're sharing the daily challenges with. I'll see you tomorrow.